Let's review. In the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, there's a machlokes about how the Kahana of that week's Mishmer observed the Tanis Tibur. Pshua says, Shalish Tanis Rishainis, Anche Mishmer Misanim Le Mishlimin, Vanche Beis Av Lahoit Misan Klal. On the first three fasts, the members of the Mishmer who are not on duty that day fast but do not complete it, and the members of the Beis Av who bring the Karbanis that day do not fast at all. Shalish Nias, Anche Mishmer Misanim Le Mishlimin, Vanche Beis Av Misanim Le Mishlimin. In the second set of fasts, the Anche Mishmer complete their fast, and the Anche Beis Av fast but do not complete it. Sheva Achrayinis, Eile Be'ele Misanim Mishlimin, Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. On the last seven fasts, everyone completes their fast according to Rabbi Yeshua. V'chacham ha'mayimrim, Shalish Tanis Rishayinis, Eile Be'ele Lohi Misanim Kalal. V'chacham say that on the first three fasts, none of these kahanim fast. Shalish Nias, Anshe Mishmer Misanim Le Mishlimin, V'anshe Beisav Lohi Misanim Kalal. During the second set, the Anshe Mishmer fast but do not complete it, and the Anshe Beis Av do not fast at all. Shabbat Reinis, Anshe Mishmer Misanim Mishlimin, V'Anshe Beis Av Misanim Le Mishlimin. On the last seven fasts, the Anshe Mishmer complete their fast, and the Anshe Beis Av fast but do not complete their fast. The Mishnah next discusses another halacha in which there is a difference between Anshe Mishmer V'Anshe Beis Av. Shetuya Yayin, a kohen who drank a revius of wine may not perform the avodah. Anshe Mishmer Mutar and Lishtis Yayin Balelis, the Anshe Mishmer, who are not serving that day, are allowed to drink wine at night, but may not drink wine during the day. And the Bryce explains, perhaps one day there will be too much work for the Beis Av, and the other members of this Mishmer will be needed to help out, who would not be available if they drank wine. However, they may drink wine at night, because this concern is no longer applicable, since no karbanis may be brought after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. At night, they can only burn on the Mizbeach parts of the karbanas that were brought during the day, and by late afternoon it would be known whether more kahanim are needed. Therefore, if the Anshe Mishmer are not called, they may drink wine at night. However, the Anshe Beis Av may not drink wine during the day and night, because they are constantly involved with the Avoida all day into the night. The Braisa goes on to explain that even today, kahanim have restrictions on drinking wine. Any kohen who can identify his mishmer and beis av, and he knows that his beis av is served in the beis hamikdash, is forbidden to drink wine on the day of his beis av's turn. If he can only identify his mishmer but not his beis av, he may not drink that entire week. If he cannot identify either, he may not drink wine all year. Rabbi Yaimer Omer Ani, Asa Lishtas Yayin La'olam, Aba Ma'asa Shetakanasai Kilkolasai. Rashi explains. Rabbi says that theoretically, even kahanim who know their Mishmer Beis Av should be forbidden to drink wine at all times, because perhaps there will be a different rotation at that time. However, they are allowed to drink because the Beis HaMikdash has been gone for so long that we cannot be concerned to the extent that it will be built all of a sudden and kahanim will be needed to do the avodah. Abaye says that kahanim drink wine today based on the opinion of Rebbe. The Mishnah continues, Anshe Mishmer v'Anshe Maimed Asurin Melasapar U'Melchabas. The members of the Mishmer and the members of the Maimed may not cut their hair or wash their clothes during their week, so that they don't start their week's Mishmer when they are unpresentable. They must launder their clothes and get haircuts before. But on Thursday they are permitted because of the honor of Shabbos. Tarabanan, Melech Mistarpa B'chol Yom. A king must cut his hair every day, because Melech B'yafir Techazen Enecha, the king must always be seen in his beauty. Kohen Gadol, Me'erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos, the Kohen Gadol must cut his hair every Friday, Hayelu Mishmaris Mischanches, since that is when the Mishmar is changed, and Rashi says it is fitting that the new Mishmar see the Kohen Gadol looking nice. Kohen Hedid, Achas L'Shleishim Yoyim. A regular Kohen must cut his hair every 30 days because of Exereshav of the words para, which means tresses. Regarding the Kohen not growing his hair, it says, Regarding the Nazir growing his hair, it says, Kadosh Yagol Aperes HaRashay. We know that a Nazir must grow his hair for 30 days from Yiyah Begematria Tlasin Hava. The numerical value of the word Yiyah is 30. Malahal and Shleshim Avkan Shleshim. So a Torah Kohen must not let his hair grow more than 30 days. The Gemara points out that the Issa Shetuya Yayin Afur Rosh Midereisa Bizman Bia Huda Asir Shle Bizman Bia Shari. It is forbidden in that Torah for the Kohen to enter the Beis HaMikdash and perform the Avodah while in a state of Shetuya Yayin or Puru Rosh. But when he is not going to do the Avodah, he may drink wine or have grown hair. Therefore, Bizman Hazeh, this Issa does not apply. However, as mentioned earlier, the Chachamim who disagree with Rebbe prohibit a Kohen from drinking wine Midirabbanan, because the Beis HaMikdash may be quickly built at any moment, and we would need Kohanim that are able to serve, and if they had just drank wine, it would take some time for the effects to wear off before they could serve. However, they did not prohibit growing hair because Efshar de Mesapa Bavail. It's possible to get a haircut right away. Rav Asher gives another reason. Shtuyayin de Machli Avodah Gazbu Rabbanan. A Kohen who served after drinking wine invalidates the Avodah. Therefore, the rabbis made a decree against it even today. However, Purresh Limachle Avodah Gazbu Rabbanan. A Kohen who served with grown hair does not invalidate the Avodah. Therefore, no decree was made against it. The Gemara challenges this from a brayse that says, Ve'elu Shehin B'misa, Shtui Yayin Afurresh. Both are punishable by death. The Gemara first derives this from a pasuk in Yechezkel, but then points out, Me'edase Yechezkel Ma'anamra. Before Yechezkel came along and said this, who taught this law? Rather, we must say, Gemara Gamarla V'ase Yechezkel V'asmucha Akra. There already was a tradition of Halacha L'mesh Mesina for this law, and Yechezkel supported it with a pasuk. However, Ki Gemiri Halacha L'misa, L'chul Avodah L'gemiri. The tradition only applied to the death penalty, but not to invalidate the Avodah. We'll review the rest of this daf with the following shir.